my Bible belt?
Welcome to another episode of Squad by the Bell. It's me, your host, Martin Rizzo, and I'm back, baby. It's the first day of March, and it's the first day of fucking paying fucking money, dude.
You mean rent?
Rent. I'm here with Stephanie Lagoo.
What it?
Happy...
What?
Happy what? Happy Leprechaun Month, dude. Okay. Or, what's it called? Is Irish Month. What's it called? Leprosy?
Yes. Leprosy month.
No, you really gotta help me, dude. I'm fucking tired. What is it?
It's, what is it called? Now you're making me, it's like, I'm literally looking at it. St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, dude, people think we're fucking stupid, dude.
No, it's because of you. Your stupidity is rubbing off on me.
Like an STD?
Yeah.
Like, what are the symptoms? Like, does it burn you pee or what?
Oh, you tell me. You're nasty.
Yeah, all right. Remember when we first started dating and you thought I gave you something?
Oh my god, that sucked. I was like, dude, because I knew about like your nasty ass hoe past, and I was like, and I knew about that one girl that you were with before me.
Who?
You want to tell me about it?
Henry, shut up. Oh, look at how cute Henry looks.
He looks so cute.
Wait, what? What are you talking about?
Okay, I'll talk about it.
Talk about it? I don't know what you're talking
about. You really don't?
I don't know.
About Valentine's Day?
Oh, that Valentine's Day. I think I said it on the podcast.
What?
I think we said the story.
Yeah, do you want to talk about it again?
No, I don't talk about it because then you like bringing up old stuff and you get mad.
Because yeah, I'm the only woman.
I'm the only woman. So what happened with you and the thing that you thought I gave you an STD?
Oh, because I was sick. I think was that when I had pneumonia?
Pomona.
Okay, so I was subscribed. I was prescribed these antibiotics, and they're a really, really high dose. I didn't know that the highest dose of it. Well, it was known to give women yeast infections.
It's known to give women women.
I've never ever had one before, so I didn't know what to expect, and I didn't know what it was. It literally looks like someone got a wad of one ply toilet paper, like washed it and just shoved it inside me, and I was just scratching my freaking peck for like, oh my god, like I would be at my he's my friend but I worked for him. I would be in his office just scratching my peck, and he would look at me like, what the hell is going on? And I'm like, I don't know, I think Martin gave me something.
So old coworker, he was a gay guy, so it's not like she was rubbing her pussy in front of like a straight guy. Like, what are you doing?
He's been my friend and neighbor for like almost 10 years. So
what happened? So how did it look like? What happened?
I told you it looked like a wad of like, it just looks like pieces of wet toilet paper coming out of you. It's nasty.
Wait, oh my god, you're making me horny, dude.
I know, right? Me too.
So then, were you going to confront me, or what were you going to do? Were you like, I'm going to fucking let him know?
Well, I didn't know. I don't know what made me look it up. I think it was Ross, because he's such a hypochondriac, and that's when he told me. He was like, it could be your antibiotics, and I looked up the name of the antibiotic, and it was for sure, it's known for giving women that. Like, that's a side effect.
I told you right when I got my yeast infection, and like I went to a ghetto fucking free clinic, and the doctor had told me I had herpes.
Yeah.
So like what happened first was like. What?
That's like just a little bit.
So fucking my fucking penis. my fucking penis, dude. What is this? So fucking. I had little red dots on my penis. I was like, what the fuck is this? What? And it's funny because I was like 19, dude. And I was with my ex-girlfriend. What's her name? Fucking Yenny. Yeah. And I was like, what? I don't know what's going on. Because the only person I had sex before was my girlfriend from high school, you know?
Would you move to El Sereno?
Yeah, it's fucking next to Alhambra.
Look at this land.
When I moved to El Sereno, it's fucking next to Alhambra, of course.
I have no idea. But look at this land.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Where'd you think? $60,000. Whoa, that ain't no, homie. And we can buy some fucking, what's it called?
We'll be the only ones out there.
There's, okay, you know, there's, you know, fucking El Sereno, there's a lot. It's LA, dude.
Coyotes.
Where'd you think El Sereno was at first?
No, I know where it is, but I'm asking you, like, at the area. I don't know the fuck area.
Yeah, dude, A-Town, bro. It's getting gentrified, Big Dougie. I like how that picture of, like, El Sereno looks all, like it's in the woods, dude.
Well, it's like, there's a big lot of land they're trying to sell off.
Let's buy it, and then we'll sell it to somebody that's trying to build a house for a lot of money.
What we want to do is we want to buy land and build on it, like container homes.
Those container homes are really popular on fucking on TikTok. Also on stuff, man. Like, people that live in their RVs or live in vans, they make it look so fucking cool, and they're bragging how much they're saving money, dude. And me and Steph are like, why don't we just live in a fucking RV? Like be like those hipster. But you can't live in a fucking old, like, that an old RV that's not fucking, what's it called? That looks all 80s, you know? Like, from the inside.
Yeah.
You gotta get, like, wood panels on the floor. You gotta make it, like, paint it, like, super white, you know? Like, it has to look very modern, like an apartment, like a fancy apartment. You can't just fucking live in an old fucking RV that has, like, old shaggy carpet, right?
Nope. That's gross.
Yeah, because, like, one of Steph's friends, she lives in her van, and she made it look all nice, dude. And
she's, like, a regular van, like a regular Dodge van.
And it looks like a fucking fancy, like, cool little hip apartment, right?
Cool hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus apartment, hippopotamus. And, dude, and, like, she's popular on TikTok, and she travels, like, the fucking...
She's killing it.
She travels, what, the country?
Yeah, pretty much everywhere.
And it's like, I'm like, dude, imagine if we lived in an RV, we'd save so much money on rent. But the way I would do it is if maybe fucking when the gyms open up, because you can't fucking live in an RV without taking a shower, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Would you be down?
Wait, you could get like this thing. It's like a big blob, and it's like solar activated, where it heats up the water and has like this little hose that has like a little shower head attached, and you just put that and you use that. But I mean, yeah, it kind of does suck that there's, you know, water pressure and stuff.
We could, it's just
the sacrifices you make.
But would you be down to live in an RV like that?
Like what kind of, like a
nice RV? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like, dude, like fix the inside all with like wooden panels and
stuff. I
would
love to see you in the middle of the night, like just like walk with a flashlight and a bucket or a shovel, trying to like look for a place to shit, like you just did right now.
I
can't imagine.
I
can totally see you doing that, like coyotes around you. You'd be scared with your big gaping asshole.
Okay, I don't have a gaping asshole.
No, I've seen your shits. They're fucking thick. Oh my god, you have the thickest shits.
It's not thick. The word's fucking girthy. Girthy.
Up. You got a girthy butthole, bro.
Like, well, girthy shits.
Bro, like, if you ever committed a crime that you had to go to jail for, I know I wouldn't get you back straight. So I'd have to break you up. I mean, I'd have to break up with you. I would break up with you because I know you're gonna be the butthole bitch. Like I'm gonna let them know. Like, hey.
Well, what if I become the top? Why do I have to be the butthole?
You're not the top, dude. Your butthole is like A1 prime steak in there, and everyone wants a bite. I'm gonna let them know, like, hey guys, check out his butthole.
Just because I take big shits doesn't mean I have a big hole.
I'm gonna give you so much soap.
Soap? You give me so much soap?
I'm gonna buy you a lot of soaps.
Alright. So I can just drop them on the table and keep falling.
Yeah, what is it? She buying me the shower gel. She keeps buying me Irish Spring bars.
I do love Irish Spring. I don't know what it is about
Irish Spring.
Irish Spring. It's Leprechaun Month, baby. Irish Spring. So I don't know what it is, but I love Irish Spring. Irish. How the fuck do you say it?
But it's just the way you say it. You make it sound like it's one word. Irish Spring.
Alright, Irish. Iris? What's it called? Johnny used to date a girl that her name was Iris the Virus. And she gave him a virus.
Yeah, you told me that.
Iris the Virus, dude.
And he was excited after that.
Yeah. Well, Irish Spring. I love the way it fucking smells, dude. Doesn't it smell good?
Oh, yeah. That would all be like the best.
That's why Irish people smell all fucking good, dude. I don't know if that's true, but fucking Conor McGregor must smell fucking good, dude. Mm. Do you like Conor McGregor?
No, I don't really like white guys like that.
What about Canelo?
No.
Why?
I don't like beef kicky guys. We already talked about that.
But you don't like Canelo because he's really white like or because he's, but he's a white Mexican?
That's just not my type, bro. All
right.
I like Twinkies like you.
You heard that, guys.
Cream-filled Twinkies.
Okay, I don't know. What?
Yeah, you baby.
What was I talking about? Fucking the yeast infection I had or what? How do we jump into things?
We were talking about, yeah.
But what? How do I get in? What the fuck? How do we get into what the fuck we're talking about? Oh, yeah, you're talking about land.
Yeah, I'm looking at land.
No, we're talking about RVs.
Yeah, that's
it. Like I was saying, I pee in bottles. I pee in bottles right here at home, dude. Because I'm lazy to go to the restroom. I just shit in bottles. I'll shit in a Gatorade bottle because they have a big hole.
Oh, Glendale.
Oh, I love Glendale.
Oh, I just hate all this hilly land.
Oh, the container's gonna slide down the hill. Oh no!
Imagine fires and like, yeah, mudslides.
Mudslides. That sounds like when I have diarrhea, dude. Chorritos. When I got that fucking yeast infection, I went to the ghetto fucking doctor and like El Sereno. That's where I fucking went. El Sereno, man. They gave me bad fucking wrong diagnosis. Doctor, someone had fucking herpes. He didn't give me a fucking test or anything. He just looked at my penis, babe. I know I've said the story so many times.
Imagine if you're like this planet, just like, yes, you for sure have HIV.
You taste it? It tastes like HIV. Dick.
Yeah.
What? So, what's it called? Yeah, man. So, you told me I had fucking herpes. You didn't give me a fucking test. I was very sure. Yes, but I'm uncircumcised. So, like, it's very common to get yeast infections. So I was crying, dude. My life's over.
I want to see how dick cheese looks like.
Look, Google.
I googled it. Trust me.
Dick cheese or male yeast infection?
Huh?
Dick cheese or male yeast infection? Oh. Google male yeast infection. It looks like fucking herpes, dude. Okay. Male yeast infection. Let's look at the fucking male. There you go. Images that we're gonna see.
Shows me like bumpy stuff. I want to see like I want to see.
I think I click on it so I can take it to a link. Look at that. Yeah. Look, there you go.
That's just a little bit of cheese. I want to see.
But that's like, it doesn't see. I guess he saw that and he thought it was herpes, dude. Horny right, you're horny. You want that bumpy ride, huh? You want that bumpy ride, puta. So yeah, I was crying and I couldn't think of anybody who give me the fucking herpes, you know, because like. Yeah, also Yanni, and we're
like, where is
and
it?
She was a virgin, you know.
I don't get it.
What do you look? What the fuck is your tapping? Look at those big ass dicks. Don't look at other dicks.
I'm looking for the yeast infection.
Why? Why are those dicks big, dude? Let me see. What did you tap in? Let me see. What the fuck, Steph? What? I just saw a big old fucking. That looked like a fucking arm, dude. I was like, why does that arm have a pee hole, dude?
Why you sound so mad?
No, what did you tap in? That looks really, okay, that is big dicks. That is cartoony big. Those aren't even real. Look, he's fucking that guy in the ass. What the fuck?
You want to watch it?
No, I don't want to watch it. That's fucking legit, dude.
Why did you point that one out then?
Because that one,
it stands out.
Why did,
out of all the dicks you saw, there was so low dicks. So you've had to pick the one with those two boys.
I thought it was a girl with short hair, dude. is he fucking G.I. Jane? Is that
Martin, I think you need to talk about
that. No, don't. Stop Googling this shit.
Are you gay?
No, why am I gay? You're the one that fucking Googled that
this
shit.
This guy has boobs. Oh, is that a girl? It's a girl. It's a girl. Oh, okay.
Yeah, those look like muscles.
This guy looks so happy.
That's not a real dick, dude. That's not real, dude. What are you looking at that for, dude? That can't even go inside of you.
I'm looking for that Ryan.
Is that a guy or girl? Oh, what the fuck, dude? Stop. I thought it was Brigitte Nielsen, dude. You know Brigitte Nielsen?
Yes. That's Stallone's ex.
Yeah, Stallone's ex. I was like, why does Brigitte have a dick? Stop looking at dick, dude. Okay, see. That's a small dick. Okay, my dick compared to those. Which one does it compare to?
What do you
my dick.
Really?
Which one does it look like?
Wait, that has to be fake, right?
That's yeah, fake. That can't be real, dude. That's too fucking big.
That's your dick.
Okay, why is it going in? Why does that guy look like fucking what's it called? Christian Bale. And
that one look. This one kind of looks like yours.
Yeah. All right. No more dicks. But
your shaft is a little bit smaller.
Don't say that, dude.
But it's very big. Okay.
All right. No more of this. Okay, we're done with this shit, dude. What the fuck are we looking? What are you looking at?
I want to know, why did you point out of all the dicks you saw, you picked?
Because I thought he was fucking a girl with short hair, dude.
Oh, no.
I was like. All right, ghetto birds outside. You hear the helicopter? Ugh. The helicopters.
Honestly, we need to get. I'm gonna buy you lotion and cream for your fucking jock itch, dude.
You're really gonna do my jock like a jock itch like that?
What? What did you just say?
You're gonna do my jock itch like that?
What do you mean? You need to get rid of it. That's nasty.
I love it with you.
Dude, it's been over a year since you've had. Ugh. Just
jock itch? Alright.
Look how dirty your fingernails are right now. Look at that.
Dude, this is from fucking skateboarding.
And when you come home, you fucking scratch your jock itch.
I scratch it from the outside of my underwear, dude. My jock itch is in my gooch, so it's not on my dick.
I don't care. Then you do me. Like, no.
But I love the way it feels when I scratch.
Your balls slap me down there. Could you imagine the jock itch particles are just slapping me?
Okay.
Slapping my lips and my butthole, like, no.
All right, so I'm not. You can't. You're not letting me.
Your butthole?
No, I scratched my fucking tailbone. The tailbone's fucking itch, dude.
Why is your
Why is my body itch?
Do you have a tail coming in?
I wish I had a tailbone. I do have a tailbone, but I wish I was longer, dude.
Do you want to pause? Let's talk about your tail.
Okay. No. Okay. Fuck you.
Show me.
No.
Actually, I've seen your tailbone. It is poking out. Martin, I'm not kidding.
Okay, then it's poking out. I like my fucking tailbone.
I want to see. Show me again.
No. Let me finish it.
I'm really scared for your tailbone because I feel like it's about to come out.
Okay, dude.
You're like the guy from Shallow Hell.
Fucking George Costanza.
Yeah.
Alright, no more of my fucking tailbone. I'm trying to tell my fucking story about my yeast infection, dude.
I seriously thought you were done. Like, that was
no, I haven't fucking finished. There's more to the... It gets spicier.
Don't look at dicks and get spicier.
Nah, okay, don't look at fucking dicks and get spicy. So, the yeast infection, I thought I couldn't think of anybody because Yanni, she was... I was her first one, you know? She was a virgin. So, like, I couldn't think of, like, how... So you know who my ex was, like the girl from high school, the one I was with, the one I took the prom pictures with, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, she's the one that fucking.
Look, this is what it looks like. Ugh.
That's what is that?
It's milky and. Are you serious?
She just showed me a vagina yeast infection.
Bro, that's how they look like. It's nasty, right?
Yeah.
You can see why I was like freaking out.
Gosh, that's disgusting, man.
Your face is so red.
Yeah, that looks nasty, dude.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's fucking disgusting. So, I thought my ex gave it to me, right? So, at the time, I was working at the Santa Anita Mall in Arcadia. I was working at Verizon, and my ex, she happened to work at the same mall too. You know, we worked at the same mall, me and her. So she worked at the men's warehouse.
Wait, so how was it when you guys broke up? When you guys worked in the same mall?
No, we broke up in high school, and then this was when we were like fucking.
Oh, I thought you meant you and Chelsea, but you're still with Yenny.
Okay, I was with Yenny, but. It was like 2 years after high school when this happened. So we're like late teens, early 20s.
Okay, I'm caught up now.
So she, I worked at the, what's called Verizon. And then she worked at what's called at Man's Warehouse. So we both worked at the thing. So like we would see each other here and there. Oh, hey, how's it going? You know, we're still homies, you know, after. So I remember I was like, damn, she must have given it to me, dude. And I remember I was going to go give her a fucking whole speech. I was like, I remember I was hyping myself up. I was like outside the fucking man's warehouse, about to fucking go, like, wait for it to come out and be like, why'd you give me, you know? I just and I chickened out because I don't know how to do it, but I had a whole
thank
speech.
God you didn't.
I mean, that'd be fucking embarrassing, right?
Yeah.
But then I remember she had a baby. I was like, wait, her baby doesn't have herpes. Okay, I'm saying too much.
You're stupid.
But how what?
Nothing, just keep going.
But so then I went to go get tested at a different clinic. And then I ended up fucking, it was a fucking yeast infection, man. So, like, imagine, I mean,
it's not something a parent would say, like, hey, guys, my baby has herpes.
Yeah.
So how would you know if a baby
had herpes? Okay, you know, but it's just one of those things where I was like, wait, that would have been embarrassing. I would have approached you like, how dare you? You give me herpes.
You would too, all dramatic like that.
Look at that. Then it would have been embarrassing, dude. That would have been fucking embarrassing, no fool.
That would have been hilarious for me.
For you. So, that's my yeast infection story, man. And I haven't had one. No, I got another one a couple years later. Because, you know,
nasty ass motherfucker.
Because my fucking skin. So, okay, so last time I got it. So, last time I got it was in 2012. I remember it was like fucking air. It looked so nasty. Because it was hot. It was in the summer. And I remember it was just like, it looked like an ulcer, kind of, you know?
Ew.
So it's just from, like, it's just the moisture.
Okay, wait. So in 2012, when you got this.
Yeah.
Where at this time, did you pull back your skin?
That's when that happened was because there's so much moisture. And I was like, it was hot.
Moisture?
Because there's so much moisture. It doesn't sound right. It's moisture. How do you say it, dude?
Moisture. Okay.
Moisture.
Moisture. Not moisture.
Monster.
Moisture.
Moisture. There you go, moisture.
Moisture, okay. It's moisture.
Monstro.
Oh my god.
The stiff moisture. Stiff moisture.
Moisture.
Moisture. Moisture. I saw a Filipino right there.
Okay, keep going with your moisture story.
My moisture story? So, okay, so it looked so nasty and it hurt. I remember I was doing a show in El Paso, Texas. And I remember when I would walk, it fucking hurt so much. And also, I was wearing some tight-ass fucking jeans at the time, too. So, what happened was, I remember I just pulled my skin back. And since 2012, I love my skin's been back since. Mm. So, I gave myself like almost a circumcision, but not a circumcision, you know. I just pulled the skin back, and I remember I got close to the AC was on full blast, so I let my penis dry up. So that's where it pretty much is, you know. It's almost like,
yeah,
a yeast infection.
Tell
is
all these guys your what is it called,
how to
non-invasive circumcision.
So yeah, guys, if you have fucking yeast infection problems, or your dick is moist, your dick smells because their skin's over, or you have cheese dick, just pull the skin back. It's gonna hurt, trust me, because the head was so sensitive. Like, doing this, it's insane, because before, if I would do this, it would fucking hurt just touching it like this.
Yeah.
But now that it's fucking exposed for so long, it's like numb, you know. That's what they say, that people that, what's it called, so yeah, it's like, before, I'm telling you how it is like this, underneath the fuskin, what's it called, the fuskin, the fucking, this will fucking hurt, dude. This would have fucking hurt just having my fucking exposed the skin out. So I remember it took a while. So I saw the yeast infection, and like the thing just closed up, like just like the redness went away because it just dried up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost kind of like, you know, when you have like, when you bite the inside of your lip and it's fucking the mouth, and it's,
oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
And it doesn't dry out because it's fucking, it's always wet. So that's what a fucking yeast infection is, you know?
Nice.
So, I remember it fucking hurt. I couldn't walk because it was so exposed, you know? And then little by little, it dried up and it just got used to everything. And now it's like this.
Cool.
And I haven't had a yeast since 2012. So, yeah, man.
So, okay, when we have a kid, are we going to have it circumcised or not circumcised?
Not circumcised.
Cool.
We just pull the skin back.
Well, you have to teach him that.
I know.
Obviously, I don't know what the fuck I've been doing.
Because on the podcast, like the What's Up Fool podcast, we were talking about how the yeast infection story again.
Why, and does Felipe do the same thing?
I think so, but we're all non-circumcised, you know? So we're saying how, like, when I was little, I didn't know about that. And Lisa was even saying, see, women, we don't know about that shit. They have to pull the skin back. And it's important for, you know, kids to know, because fucking that's how you get yeast infections, dude.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
No.
How many?
I didn't even know guys could get those.
Yeast infections?
Man, I remember being young, and when I had my period, I was devastated but excited at the same time. And I think, like, to make me feel better, my mom told me guys had periods too.
Well, we do. Oh, no, we do. No.
Like, yeah, why?
Yeah, we do. Fucking, we put a fucking Q-tip in the fucking pee hole. But what was I saying about the dick? Oh, yeah, man. How many penises you've had?
What?
Wait, so have they been circumcised or uncircumcised?
You are my first uncircumcised.
What?
Yeah, you're my first.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Well, you want it to be.
Okay, dude.
I don't know. I
do you like it better? Because, do you not well, like
I
it better?
Know. I honestly didn't know until you said you like showed me your skin. Like,
oh, because the skin was pulled back, so you thought I was uncircumcised.
Yeah. But also, you have a really big head, so it kind of like holds it back.
Yeah, it doesn't go forward, you know?
Yeah.
It's like a turtleneck.
Is your dad uncircumcised?
I don't know. I don't ask him. Hey, Dad.
I think you should. Call your brother right now. He'll be our guest on the show.
Yeah, are you guys uncircumcised? All right. I'm going to give a shout out to, what's it called? Active Collision, the sponsor of this podcast, because they fixed up my car, dude. My car got fucking beat up by thugs, cholos. I parked it outside, and then these thugs fucking, they fucked it up, dude. Not like that, but fucking a car hit me, but like it makes the story seem more fucking intense, you know? Like Street Fighter, imagine you go outside and you see a fucking guy in a fucking red fucking, what's it called, the suit? What's it called, the gi? Okay. A red gi just fucking up your car because he's like, it's for bonus runs, bro. Like in Street Fighter. Fucking, so then what happens after that? You take it to Active Collision in La Puente, guys. They work with any insurance company. They will fix your car, dude. And remember, it's right there in La Puente next to the City of Industry. And when the strip clubs open up, you can go there. Go to Paradise. Never been there. Go to Miss Kitty's. I've never been there, but I heard they're good. What's it called? Deja Vu is up the street. Dude, there's fucking a whole bunch of strip clubs. Go. All right? But take your car to Active Collision first, all right? All right, guys. So, Stephanie.
What's up?
Wasn't a saying. Oh, yeah, man. What's it called? Happy... Do we do something for St. Patrick's Day, or what's going on?
St. Patrick's Day is my parents' anniversary, but... Because of COVID, and I don't know if they're doing anything.
How do you feel about fucking your fucking state where you're born at? Oh, you weren't born there, you know?
Where you grew up?
Fucking Texas, the governor was like, he made like a huge announcement. He pretty much made it seem like he fucking cured COVID.
I know. A lot of my friends on Facebook, like, it's a mix. It's weird.
So he said that masks are not mandatory in the state of Texas, and also everything is open 100%. And there's, dude, it's crazy because fucking, they already have high numbers, and it's going to get worse, and, like, not everybody has the fucking vaccine, dude.
Do they have high numbers?
Yeah, dude. Fucking Arizona.
I know they used to, but I don't know now.
They do. Arizona and Texas.
Look, I mean, our numbers are going down.
Because we have the mask, and we haven't been open, you know? But
they had masks, too, until now.
Yeah, but they've been open, the clubs. But also, what's it called? When we did the show in Arizona last month, they're saying, like, everybody that works there, dude, fucking Arizona has the highest numbers right now, but fucking they don't say that shit in the news.
Mm-hmm.
So, how do you feel about Texas?
I don't know. I really don't know. Shit. Texas is its own thing. I don't know.
It's been its own thing, dude.
Yeah.
Shit. So, how are your parents out there when the whole snow thing happened?
Oh, my God. It was so hard to get a hold of them. They were, like... their power was out for like hours and hours, and then when they did get their power back on, it would be for like 5 minutes. And it kept going in and out. Like, it was so bad. They said they had to, like, sleep downstairs with their clothes on. And insane.
Was that the first time it snowed there?
No, it snowed there, but not that bad. Like, it's like the kind of snow, like, it would probably, like, like a half an inch to the ground, and then it would, like, disappear, and I'd be like, that's it, you know?
So, how many white Christmases can you remember?
None. When I lived there, because I left at 18, there was none. I never experienced one.
Wow, so that's insane, dude.
Yeah.
Very nice. I want to announce that this month, March 28th.
This weekend, you're leaving.
This weekend, I'm going to be in El Paso, Texas with Felipe Esparza, the epicenter. So we're going to see how, I mean, people are still, they can enforce their own rules, you know, on their own businesses. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the people are going to probably be like fucking mad, like all these Karens and be like, oh, it's not mandatory. Yes, but Walmart still wants you to wear a mask. You know, it's going to be different, you know?
Yeah.
So I was going to say, yeah, this fucking Saturday, I'm going to be in El Paso, Texas. And then I'm going to be headlining a fucking show in Arizona, Phoenix, at this place called the Revelry, March 28th with Johnny Rockies. So I'm excited and nervous because it's not my first time headlining something, but it's just like, I haven't really done these on my own. So I'm kind of like getting my feet more wet. You know, so I'm excited for this. I'm nervous, but please come out. If you guys live in Arizona, Phoenix area, Mesa, Scottsdale, Avondale, Alhambra, Arizona, it's around there, or Glendale. Come on out, guys. Please support. It's $10 a ticket, so it's gonna be fun. All right, they only let 100 people on the show. So yeah, man, come on out. So yeah, what are you doing?
I'm playing a game.
Is that Candy Crush?
That, those fries are giving me a heartburn.
Yeah, that shit was good. So, what are you talking? I don't know if you want to talk about it, but you were talking about Henry's scared of paper.
Scared of everything.
About the mirrors being portals?
I don't want to talk about it right
now. Oh, okay, sorry.
Dude, I didn't want to talk about
that. Hey, well, you fucking said it. Like, you're like, okay, what? It's a portal to heaven.
Oh my God,
how come there can't be portals to heaven?
Don't
okay.
Talk about that at night when it's dark, Marty.
Okay, sorry. We have each other and the dogs.
Okay, fine. You know what?
No. Don't talk about ghost stories, dude. What is this? The scary stories with Nick and Edie?
Okay.
Nigera, if you're listening to this, I miss you, dude.
I know. What happened to you guys?
Well, yeah, I don't know. Fucking, he's busy. I'm COVID, dude. What's it called? Nick Guerra, if you're listening, he's not listening to this shit. I miss how we all used to be, dude. The old podcast, the time with Nick and Johnny and Martin. So it was called the time with Nick and Johnny and permanent host. No, the time with Nick and Johnny and permanent guest Martin Rizzo. That was the name of the. So you remember when So around the beginning when me and Steph were first dating. I remember, you listened to the podcast and you got all mad.
Oh,
you called
my
me?
God, you fucking, oh my God. I can't believe you did that.
Should we say it? Should we just play a clip from that episode?
Honestly, go ahead.
So, when we first dated, me and Seth was like,
I'm allergic to condoms, straight up. Like, latex down there. Just think about it.
You're allergic to latex?
Your wet flesh, women's wet flesh inside. Just continuously rubbing against latex. Like, that's not good. Like, my body, like, it stings. So it feels like I'm getting burnt from the inside. Especially when I pee, I feel like I'm burning.
This is one of the first things Steffi told me when we first started dating before we had sex. I'm like, this fucking hoe, man. She just wants to skin it, dude. That's what I was thinking.
And well, Martin was a little bitch. And was like, went to Nick and Johnny.
No,
like,
we're doing the podcast.
Guys, no, this is before though. This is before. You told them before, like, guys, what should I do? She says she's allergic to condoms and blah, blah, blah. And then, I don't know what they said.
That shows you that fucking, I don't have sex without a condom. I'm a safe guy. I'm clean.
About the same.
Have a clean dick. Lick it right now.
Oh no! Not right now. No, you have not showered, nasty.
Okay. Don't. Okay, and then say what happened.
And then I don't know what the outcome of that conversation was, but later on you guys brought it in a podcast, and you were like, "Nah, you're not supposed." And then
because Nick said something.
Johnny was supposed to edit it out, but
Said something about the girl Martin's dating right now. She doesn't want to use a condom, and Rizzo's scared.
What I was pissed off about that was he compared me to your fucking ex and made your ex seem like that she was better or whatever.
I don't remember that.
Well, I don't know. You're going to put the clip here.
I'm going to put that. It's too much work. I'm not fucking. Should. It's I too much work. Should. No. If they want to listen to the clip, these people have to pay for the Patreon. Yes. Give us. Oh, I'm going to set up the Patreon for reals. Because we're going to make spicy secret episodes. So I listened to my friend's podcast, The American Wannabes. Super funny podcast with Jesus, Jerry, and Chris. And when they do their podcast, it's like they get pretty edgy, but then they get even edgier with the Patreon. So we should kind of hold back on these episodes, you know?
Okay.
So, because you know people are chismosos? Well, they're fucking chismosos. But yeah, so I remember Stephanie calling me when she listened to the fucking episode. And remember you calling me? You're all mad? Because would you tell me that you're like doing work or something at home or something like that?
I was just at home and I was just like watching it, and then that fucking part came on and I was like, this guy fucking runs to his friends like that about talking about like me and like condoms and all that. Like, I don't know.
Who would I go to? My mom? They talked about my mom about that shit?
Nick and Johnny.
But no, I know. But who should I go talk to that shit about my mom?
Why would you talk about that? That's a decision between you and me or yourself.
I barely knew you, dude.
Oh my god. I'm gonna beat you. I'm so glad this is a podcast so they can't see that I'm beating you.
That was my whole dilemma.
You
know, like,
what? Now that you said, I'm gonna open up a whole thing right now that you barely knew me?
Yeah.
But what about the other 30? How many girls have you been with before me?
But condoms. Okay, talk about condoms.
Okay, but you're saying sex is sex. When it comes down to it, sex is sex.
But condom is condoms.
Sex is a very intimate thing.
But condoms is...
Okay, great. But so you would meet up girls at the fucking comedy clubs and then take them to your car in the parking lot where Johnny would watch...
Where's he? He's watching outside.
Johnny would be the lookout for you.
You would be the lookout?
And you guys would like be doing it in the fucking car and you would know her for minutes. So do not say that you barely knew me and that was like...
Minutes is a long time in dog years,
oh,
dude.
Oh my god, I hate you so much.
Okay. Oh, no, okay, no. Oh, Steph, you...
I'm not even doing anything. Stop acting like that.
Put my fucking hair in, Steph. Oh, Henry. Oh, so, okay. No, let me finish. Let me finish. Stop.
You're gonna die.
So... me and Steph had sex already with a condom, right? And I remember you were telling me, like, you can have sex with me with a condom because I'm on the birth control.
No, that's not, no. Okay, yeah, that was one part of it. I guess I was on birth control. And I'm then like, I told you, hey, it's been stinging really bad since I've been peeing. I'm gonna let you know right now. I'm allergic to condoms. But just FYI, I am on birth control too.
And I remember I was like, this bitch is just this hoe just wants to get cummed in.
Like, I was such a hoe.
That should have been just for the Patreon. Damn
if
it.
If I was a hoe, I would have been like, the first time we were doing it, I would have, and you put a condom on, I'd be like, what are you doing? I don't do that. Why are you laughing?
Okay. Remember, like, the first time we were about to do it, I remember what's it called? We're making out, right? And you're like, let's do it. Like, yeah. And then that's when you got up and started taking off your clothes. I'm like, oh my gosh. Remember?
Yeah, and you're just staring. You're taking your clothes off slowly, but you're just staring at me.
And when I was about to put on the condom, you're like, can I suck your dick first?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Like, literally, that's exactly how you said it.
But I remember. Okay. Lean back.
No.
Why? Because I need. So you can talk on the thing.
It hurts my back. I'm trying to straighten it right now.
Okay. So I remember, what's it called? You guys were sending us money for this because I don't have a Patreon yet. So, stupid. Again, the story, I remember when we were about to do it without the condom, the first time we did it without the condom, what's it called? I remember, like, after I told Nick and stuff, and I was like, damn it. Because I think we already did it three times with the condom, right? And the fourth time, I mean, you're going to come over my place. Okay, stop drinking your fucking boba on the fucking podcast, dude. What are you doing?
It's the aloe vera.
Are there even, how come there's no boba balls in there?
It's aloe vera jelly. Okay. I didn't want to mix them both.
Henry, what the fuck are you?
We're drinking boba. Leave us alone.
Okay. So, we're about to do it like the fourth time without the condom. I remember I was like, the night before, I was like, all right, I'm going to fuck her without the condom. This is it.
I can't do it again. Is that what you're thinking? You're scared?
No, I remember I was jacking off the night before, and I was like thinking about fucking you without a condom.
Are you serious? You really were?
Yeah, dude. The fuck, man.
That's the most romantic thing.
I don't. Oh man, this should be on the Patreon, dude. You guys are dirty dirties. Oh, okay. I'll just save that story for next time, right? Because these motherfuckers are just.
Tell me.
All right. Next month? No, next week, I'm going to start the fucking Patreon. Steph, you're making fucking noise, man.
It's really good.
I know, it's good. Oh. All right, dude. Okay.
Hold on. I'm almost got this piece out.
Guys, please come out to the show in Arizona. If you guys don't know about it, look at my Instagram. I got the info there on the stories. I really need you guys to come out because I'm going to start headlining. I need to. Because I've been doing comedy.
Tell me about the jackass story.
No, when you're fucking done, I'll tell you about the fucking story. No, you're still playing with the eyes, dude. Ah, Steph, I'm gonna fucking leg drop you. I'm going to jelly just do this. Alright. So I remember, like, when you came over, I was like, this isn't me yet. I'm gonna fucking do without the condom. And then I remember we're messing around. And I remember I think it was the first time I ate you out. Remember?
Yeah, I don't like that.
You what?
I don't like that.
Why?
I just don't. It's never been my thing. I like the penetration. I don't like the like, I don't know. I just don't like that. I need penetration.
Okay. So, I remember. What? What are you looking at?
Wait, why are you chubby? Why are you so chubby?
Hey, stop it, dude.
Why are you so chubby right now?
Okay, we're later, dude. Okay. We're working.
Okay.
Lay back.
We'll be very professional.
Okay, lay back.
I feel weird with my boss like this.
Oh, we could be. Okay, we could lay, lay down like this.
Okay, go.
No, because you gotta be on the mic.
I don't know. Okay, go.
Okay. So I remember. Remember? So we're in my room. And then we were messing around, so I went down on you, and my hand was in the condom I had was underneath the pillows about to be like...
You set it up like that?
Yeah, I was like, fuck it, eh? And then remember I just
Wait,
went...
Wait, so you set it up like that, your condom?
I have a condom in my pillow, you know? And I was about to get it, I was like, you know what? Fuck it, eh? And I just went in, dude, remember?
Yeah.
What do you remember?
And then you went in, you went out, and that was it. You know, I'm sorry.
Because it felt good without the fucking condom. That's why I finished early. I'm sorry, but that was the beginning of, like, not wearing a condom. So, yeah, man.
What, you're saying that you had to jack off the night before? What?
No, because I was just, like, I was horny. And I just jacked off, dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you really thought about doing me without a condom?
I had to get mentally ready, dude.
Stupid.
Yeah, man. All right, we're gonna do 50 minutes on this episode.
Why? Because you're
sleepy. I'm sleepy, and what's it called? Yeah, man. I think we gave these people pretty good content. What's it called? What's going on here? Let me look at the Henry, you're scared of paper? Oh, yeah. Can't wait for the $600 fucking stimulus check and the $1,400 stimulus check.
You know, you keep talking about that. I haven't heard anything about it.
I seen shit about it.
I haven't.
Well, fucking I hope we get it because I fucking want that shit, dude. I want to buy fucking... I don't know what the fuck I want to buy, but I want to buy something once I get that fucking money. You know what I mean?
I want to save it for our lot.
Oh, yeah. And the containers, dude.
I really want a container home.
I want to live in a fucking RV. I want to park my RV inside a container. Yeah, we can have two. No, but no. I want
to
live in.
I want to go back to condoms.
No.
I really do.
Why? You said it fucking burns.
You know what? I'll take it though.
Okay. I hate you, Stephanie LeGros.
Why? Come on. Let's just reminisce. Let's pretend we're 15.
Okay. All right. Stephanie, so like there's a YouTuber I like and Stephanie doesn't like.
Oh, no. Here we go. Okay, go.
So I like this guy. He's like, I listen to his podcast. And I think he's a cool guy, man. David Dobrik. I like David Dobrik.
Yeah, honestly, I liked him in the beginning, and then I started like paying attention more to like actually what he was doing, and then listening to this other thing, like this other person talking to them, and just pointing things out. Like, he gets away with a lot of illegal shit.
Like, what illegal shit?
Just listen to it. Like, I've been telling you, listen to the H3 podcast.
I like David Dobrik because like, he's inspirational. He has money. Wow. He's rich. He's fucking insanely rich.
Puppet master, bro.
I want to be one of his puppets, dude.
Oh my god.
Look, I'm telling you this.
I'm not horny for you anymore.
No, I'm gonna tell you this. The people that complain about this shit are people that got pranked on it. It's like, dude, so are we gonna just cancel pranks now?
No, that's not it. He makes people prank. He doesn't even ask for consent. And if he gets turned down, like, yeah, no.
So these people complaining that they got pranked.
They're all about, like, making, like, getting consent from people, women and men. But, like, why do you support him if he...
This is, for me, it's pranks. Pranks is fucking different
than... Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. Listen to the H3 podcast so you can...
Podcast.
So you can, like, hear all this stuff, but you're not.
Dude, I would put up a fucking... Half a year of pranks with David Dobrik, get fucking stupid famous and rich and fucking be like, alright, gotta go and fucking live life, dude. I can fucking do that, man. I'm gonna somehow fucking find a way to be his intern, bro, or fucking be part of the vlog squad, bro. I'm gonna just hunt to myself now.
Yeah.
But yeah, guys, please come out to the show in Arizona. It's gonna be fucking fun. I'm gonna be there. Johnny's gonna be there. And yeah, man. And then this weekend, El Paso, Texas, the epicenter of fucking COVID, bro.
Oh, God, stop.
It is, dude. Fucking boots and pew, 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 and guns and all that stuff. So, I was talking to Flaco, and we were talking about how fucking people are so fucking sensitive, man. They want to cancel everything, dude. They want to fucking... So, let me tell you this stuff. When I see the Halloween costumes with the fucking... That they saw at the Halloween store with the fucking sarape and the hat and the mustache. And it's supposed to be like the Mexican party guy.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of Mexicans that get offended. I don't get offended. You know why?
Because you look like that every day.
Because no. Because I'm not a fucking cowboy.
Why not?
Fucking... The people that get mad are the racist ones because they pretty much think that all Mexicans look that like that. We don't all look like that, man.
Have you looked in the mirror, dude? Have you?
I'm going to sock you up right now.
The mirror's right there. What?
But fucking it's like saying
that. Have you heard your voice, too?
Okay, yeah. But they're all saying that all Mexicans look like that. No, they don't look like that. Mexico is full of fucking... It's so annoying when people are just getting so offended, man. And then people are trying to cancel Speedy Gonzalez. I love Speedy Gonzalez, man.
Who is his best friend again?
Slowpoke Rodriguez.
Oh man, I love him.
Everybody has a friend that's slow, like Slowpoke Rodriguez, dude. Yeah, Speedy is small. Mexicans are small. Speedy's fast. Mexicans are fast. He likes cheese. We like queso fresco. So fucking. I like Speedy Gonzalez because you know why? I like representation, dude. I like that shit. You know? And then fucking they canceled fucking Apu, dude. Apu from The Simpsons.
They tried to, right?
They made a whole documentary. I think we should watch it.
Dude, I'm not. I won't give money to that. Nope.
I think it's free.
Dude, and especially like the whole Mr. Potato Head thing. Like, why are you doing that? Why are you bringing that into the children's toys? Like, that doesn't belong there.
And it's like, for me, it's just like, dude, so the whole, we don't want to fucking offend people that are, I love transsexuals, but what about fucking straight, I mean, not straight people, fucking people that identify as male and female, you know? Yeah. It's like, I identify as a male, you know, I love trans, I love fucking non-binary people, I love non-gender, I love gender fluid people, I love transsexuals, trans people, but bro, what about my identity, homie? I don't know, man. Am I gonna get canceled because of this? No, because I'm fucking just stating my fucking how I feel, you know? It's like, I'm all about inclusive people, but it's like, just add another fucking potato head to the fucking lineup, Mr. Potato Head,
yeah,
Mrs. Potato Head, non-binary potato head, you know? Don't just remove all, you know?
Yeah, that's just fucked up.
Be all inclusive, homie. Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you for listening. And if you guys
hit me up for some thrive, let's get you smaller and thicker with muscles and weight loss.
All right, so explain that again.
Thrive, hit me up. Don't act like you don't see my Instagram.
Yeah, guys. And guys, please, I'm gonna really set up a Patreon to come out the spicier episodes. So this is pretty much a little teaser trailer of what it's gonna be like. Fucking hornudos, homie.
Hey.
Fucking horny motherfuckers.
Hey.
Horny motherfuckers.
Hey.
All right, later. Bye.
Hey.